Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Class, you can listen to us on Rents Radio, RENSERadio.com. Of course, GCNLive.com. We originate from GCNLive.com. The Ron Gibson Channel. On Odyssey and BitChute. Global Star Radio Network, that's a satellite, that Galaxy 19. And it broadcasts all over North America and some Central America and Europe and parts of North Africa. And you can listen to us on the telephone listen line. It's up 24/7. And we are live on that particular telephone listen line by Global Star Radio Network, between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How's everything there in the farm? I've heard you've been putting down lime, huh?
Kyle, we put down 200,000 pounds of lime. Literally. And this is the second year in a row we've done it. Lime takes 6 to 9 months to actually become active and help the soil. And it sweetens the soil. And our grass really loves it. And, you know, the cows walk around and they pee and poop on the soil and on the grass. And that acidifies the grass. And so we want to bring it back to, you know, closer to 7.0 pH. So we use lime, and here's how we do it, class. We have several quarries, rock quarries, here in Missouri. They're all within, like, 30 miles of us, 40, 50 miles. And they have different qualities of lime. And the one we use has higher magnesium, which we like, because it's good for the cows. So we have dump trucks, large dump trucks, deliver lime and dump it in a huge pile. I mean, a huge pile. This is a pile the size of a small house. And then we rent what's called a lime buggy. Now, this buggy is huge, weighs thousands of pounds. And it takes about 100 horsepower to pull it. It's so heavy that if you try to pull this lime buggy when you rent it, you can't pull it with a half-ton pickup truck. You get killed. It'll just push you around. It weighs way more than a pickup truck does. So we take this lime buggy that has four great big balloon wheels. Looks like something that if we ever went to the moon, these are the kind of tires you'd want, big balloon tires that don't trash the grass and leave depressions. And we take a backhoe with its front-end loader, a big scoop, and we fill up this lime buggy and pull it with about 2 miles an hour at the most with a 100-horsepower tractor. So you go really slowly, but you bounce around. It's like riding a bucking bronco that's been partially tranquilized. I mean, it's a rough ride. So we did that for a couple of days. I'm the guy that gets to volunteer to do that. And so our son uses the backhoe, fills it up, fills up the buggy with the backhoe, and then I ride around. And we use two-way radios in order to communicate. Ham radios. So I let him know when I'm going to be coming back for another load. So it's every maybe 20 minutes I'm coming back for another load. So it's kind of a lousy job for him because he sits at the lime pile with the backhoe waiting for me. It's like 20 minutes is too long to wait, and it's too short to do anything else. So he gets to spend the day, you know, watching me go round and round in circles and go across the fields. But it's something that really makes the grass grow like crazy. And our grass looks better than probably 99% of the fields that we have around here. So it's necessary.
Is your soil acidic?
Slightly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. So do you use that ever in your garden there?
I do, and I brought some over to like a 5-gallon bucket of it over to Dr. Shealy so he could put it in his garden. And when Lou Cassidy and our son and I tore up Dr. Shealy's backyard with he lives with Dr. Sergei Shealy Soren, and we just tore up this beautiful golf course kind of lawn and rototilled it in, and so we put a lot of buckets of lime in their soil to make their garden grow. So, yeah, and you know what, Kyle, here's the interesting thing. I remember buying lime when I was a child with my mom in the station wagon, and I think it was about 49 cents a bag, 40 pounds for 49 cents, white lime. And today, I'm thinking lime is probably about $6, $7, $8 a bag, right? I'm guessing. I mean, I don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. But when we buy it, we pay $5.50 a ton. That's all it costs, $5.50 a ton. So it's actually crazy not to put lime down on our fields because it's inexpensive for what it does. And we could either buy hay because our fields would not produce, you know, good quality and the quantity of hay from somebody else if we didn't lime, or we can grow way better hay if we spread the cow manure around, which we do, and lime the fields. So we get more hay, more grass, more vigor, a healthier grass for less money if we do our own liming. But it's an incredible amount of work. And here's another interesting point. So, class, there are five-minute university lessons in what our dialogue, Kyle's and mine today. When we lime, we do several things. We have a four-wheeler, and we took a bucket. Actually, I took one of those Wind Fresh detergent buckets. Rinsed it, got all the detergent out of it. And then I drilled holes in the bottom, like 30, 40 holes, maybe 50 holes, around the bottom of the bucket. And each hole is three times the size of a clover seed. Three times. And then I put clover in the bucket, put the lid on the bucket, and I strapped a milk crate, an old milk crate, on the back of this four-wheeler. And with the bouncing around and the shaking of the milk crate, the shaking of the bucket in the milk crate, the seeds just kind of drop out gently and not a lot of them. You can rent a spreader, and you can go through a lot of seed, and a spreader will damage the seeds. Or a no-till drill. But what we do is just let them drop out of a bucket. And to make the bucket agitate, I took a block, a 2x4 block, about 4 inches long. So it's 2x4, 4 inches long. And I screwed that to the bucket. And the idea was I put it in the center of the bucket so the bucket would wobble in the milk crate as I ride around. So the bucket, instead of having the bucket hold still, this thing shakes, rattles, and rolls as I ride the four-wheeler in a pattern. Like, I go up and down the fields, and then I go crossways across the fields. So it's kind of like a checkerboard. And I drop clover seeds, not many of them. You know, let's say $150 worth of clover seeds for our entire farm. So most people would say, you can't do more than a couple acres. Well, we might do 80 acres or 40 acres with $150 worth of clover seeds. And what happens is the clover plants grow, and then they multiply and multiply and multiply. So it doesn't happen instantly. It takes several years for that to happen. And then as the clover plants multiply, we wait until the clover goes to seed before we cut the hay. So then we have all of these clover plants going to seed and magnifying probably by 1,000 times each clover plant. So that's how we do it. And it works great for us, but it's slower. It's not instant. And that was one of the things I wanted to talk about with you, Kyle, today. We want it fast. No matter what it is, we want it fast. If we want a hamburger, we want it before we even thought about it. We want a hamburger, right? That's why people go to McDonald's and Burger King and the rest of those fast food joints. We want it now, and we deserve it now. It's ridiculous. So if you plan, you can save an enormous amount of money. But if you want it fast, it's going to cost more. And there can be more mistakes if you want it fast. Back to you, Kyle.
Yeah, I completely agree, Vince. That kind of goes into some of the stuff I wanted to talk about. I do want to get back to the we had a conversation going a couple weeks ago where, you know, we're talking about how to set up a place, and because we're on rents now, you know, and so there's hopefully new people listening and thinking about this kind of stuff. And there's more people constantly I'm running into. They don't have a clue, but they do know something's wrong, and they know that they better start. It's in the back of their mind to try to think in terms of preparedness and, you know, taking care of yourself and learning to do a few things yourself. It's really interesting to me how, you know, hard times make better people. And that's kind of where we're headed with this country. We're going to see the worst, and we're going to see the best start rising. It's going to be the hard times are going to be like a sifter, you know. It's going to get rid of the chaff, and it's going to let the grain sort of come to the top. I read a quote. I want to start out with this, Vince. This is interesting. I read a quote just recently, and I wanted it. I dug it back up, and I'll read it. It's just not even a couple sentences, and I want to think in terms when you said, you know, you deserve it. You know, that's advertising, and when it says people say things like that, they're being stupid. If you believe it. You don't necessarily deserve it unless you've earned it, unless you've paid in the school of hard knocks to have learned it yourself. And then you deserve it. If you've worked for it and you've had to study for it and you've had to change your life for it, then you deserve it. But just for no reason, you don't deserve anything that's good that's come to you. This is the quote. It says, in a world of manipulation, deception, and lies, the truth often gets cast as harsh, ugly, or painful. Some people shut their minds to the truth. Others hide from what is truth, or fashion a truth of their own. And I thought, my goodness, doesn't that describe American society in general? Everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, I hear the music. I think I'll pick it up on the other side.
Yeah, and class, when I was talking about you deserve it, of course I was being facetious. I am in total agreement with Kyle. Total agreement. You only deserve it if you've earned it. And that's what's happening with a lot of people. They haven't earned it, and they don't understand it either. Because they haven't earned it or learned about it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional best meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. 5-minute university, lessons they don't teach in school. Kyle, please continue.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about truth, and I'm going to read this one more time real quick after the break here, real quick. In a world of manipulation, deception, and lies, the truth often gets cast as harsh, ugly, or painful. Some shut their minds to the truth. Others hide from what is truth or fashion a truth of their own. And when you live close to the land, like Vince is just talking about, how to make your land better, because everything starts with that. We've talked about how to start setting up a property for survival, for preserving your lifestyle, to be able to make it when things are going to collapse. And when you read that email that you got the other day from that lady or whoever it was that was attacking you for saying 40 acres and how you can harm an animal, I was livid. I literally was livid. Here is a truth coming from somebody that hasn't got a clue. Oh, I was so mad. I would not have been as gracious as you, Vince. I even, because people that don't know what it takes to try to live off of what you grow, your own, by with your own strength, your own effort, your own thought processes, and how to maintain everything that you've got yourself. Unless they've done it, they should keep their mouth shut and learn to listen and try to grasp what truth is. Because you're getting it from one of the sharpest guys. Vince is one of the sharpest guys on almost every subject I have ever met in my life. I'm telling you, when he says 40 acres is what you need, I guarantee you that's the minimum. Now, I don't have 40 acres. I don't have the physical help and ability to run with 40 acres. I just can't do it. I'm too old. But I used to have almost 40 acres, and I had 35 acres with a beautiful field in it that I used so the horses and things could go out there and graze. I wasn't raising cattle, but I will tell you, Vince is absolutely right when he says 20 acres is what you need to be able to keep your house warm, cut up wood, and do it all yourself. Unless you've done that and split the wood yourself, you should not comment. You should just be quiet and learn to listen. Because it's just like Louis L'Amour said, and I've quoted it before on this show, many men hear, very few listen. Unless you've had to try to grow everything you've got and live on a protein source of some sort that you personally raised and butchered and cut up and froze and learned how to take care of it and smoked or did whatever it is you've got to do for a preservation method, you don't have room to comment. You can fashion the truth of your own, but I'll guarantee you one thing for sure and for certain. I'll guarantee you this. If you try to live on just your idea of that without listening, you are going to be one of the first to die in a complete grid-down, desperate situation that we're fixing to find ourselves in this nation. Now, hear the music again.
Yeah. Yeah. Class, USA Prepares instructors are very carefully selected based on their knowledge and experience. Your instructors are people who actually do it rather than read about it and regurgitate it. We actually do it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA State News Update. Four people are dead, five others injured after a stabbing spree in Illinois. Police say there were violent attacks at multiple scenes around the city of Rockford Tuesday, about 60 miles northwest of Chicago. One suspect, who has not been identified, is now in custody. The world will get to see how King Charles is doing this weekend over the Easter holiday as he fights cancer. USA's Laura Winters.
And as we gear up for Easter Sunday this weekend, word from Buckingham Palace that King Charles will be making his first major public appearance since his cancer diagnosis back in February. Still no word on what kind of cancer King Charles is battling.
A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the southern border will remain suspended, 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judges in New Orleans deeming SB 4 unconstitutional. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure are stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Kyle, one of the things that we talk about is heating. And we heat our house with wood. Over 10 years ago, we installed an outdoor wood furnace. Heats water, about 400 gallons of water, and then the water circulates underground through insulated pipes to a standard forced air heating system. It works great. But you have to keep loading it with wood. And the wood is free if we pick it up here at the farm, you know, other than the fuel to haul the trailer around. And you know, Mrs. Finelli and our son and I pick it up, throw it in the trailer. Sometimes we have to cut, you know, the limbs that have fallen so they're less than 4 feet long. And in the fire they go. Well, there's also available wood from various companies that use wood. Then they have all kinds of scraps of wood. And they'll give it to you. They want to get rid of it because it's a problem for them. It can catch on fire. It can, you know. So they want it off their properties. Well, it used to be that a lot of people would go get free wood from lumber mills, sawmills, furniture companies. It's no longer the case. It's too hard, Kyle. It's way too hard to go pick up the wood. Can you believe that? It's too hard to go do it. So now these companies are just, if they have ground, they're just setting the wood on fire. Then we have people moving in from out of state, and they're cutting trees down like crazy. And they're cutting down so many trees, they just get a bulldozer and they put them into a pile. And a pile would be the size of a house. So instead of cutting that wood up and using it for heat for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years, it just set it on fire in the field. This is what's happening. People are cutting down trees. And I think they're stupid. I don't think they've figured out that we need the trees to convert carbon dioxide into oxygen. I don't think they've figured that out. And I don't think they understand that they could use that wood. And then even another complication is it's getting more and more windy. The more trees we cut down, the more wind there is for everybody. So, and that's what happened in the Dust Bowl era. Farmers were told by the government, here's how you plant. You disc up the fields, and then you use fertilizer, and then you plant, and then all of a sudden there was a drought, and then it became more windy because there were fewer trees, and the soil from Kansas blew over to Boston. And soil from Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas blew over here to Missouri, too. So our farm has topsoil that used to be in Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. But that soil was lost west of us because of the modern farming techniques. So here, I mean, I believe Albert Einstein said something like this. There are two things that could be infinite. One is the universe. And the other is the stupidity of man. And that he wasn't quite sure about the former. And he was saying that one thing that is, yeah. And he's right. He's absolutely right. We are beyond stupid. Not us, but them, the GDP. They are beyond dumb. Bulldozing down forests, you know, so the land can look like a golf course. So you can have a good view.
Yeah. You know, Vince, a long time ago, I lived in Alaska. And there's a lot, people don't realize this, but there's a lot of wind in Alaska, especially on the interior. There's a lot of wind everywhere in Alaska. But on the interior, they get a lot of wind. And so what they do in order to grow crops is they do what's called chaining. They will hook, they have a couple of D8 cats, great big caterpillar cats, and they will put a chain in between them, and they will drive down this row of trees. They'll be pushing the blade will be turned toward the inside on both cats. One will be turned so it's angled to the right, and the other one will be angled to the left. And it will push all of these trees into a big, knock all the trees down in between them. And the chain is usually about 80 to 100 feet across. And what they do then is they'll take these big D8 cats and push up wind rows. They'll make a row of trees about every 80 to 100 feet, depending on how big the field or the farm was, and they leave them there. And animals come into them, and the guys will, a lot of the guys up there will trap them out of that. But animals go into that. But also, the biggest reason they do that and they leave them there is for when the snow comes in the winter, the wind will blow the snow around, and it will stay in between these rows. And it will give them more moisture in the spring to start their crops. I know a friend of mine that lived, he died, but he lived up there, and he used rows. He had 140 acres of ground up there that he grew barley on, and he would use, that was one of his techniques. Sure, it used up, ground in the middle of your field. You had to get around the edges of them. But the snow would pile up in between the two windrows to collect the more snow in those than it would be on the flats, rather than just blow the snow away. So you're absolutely right. The more that the more stuff you cut down, the less obstruction the wind has, the more damage it can do. It's just common sense thing.
We lived in Virginia. My parents and had a farm right next to my wife and my farm with our children. So it was actually two plots of land that were connected. I mean, if you put a fence down the middle, you know, there'd be my parents' farm, and the other side of the fence would be our farm. So it wasn't like it was across the road. It was on the same property. And their land had been cleared before they bought the property. And our house was encircled by woods all except for the driveway. So, I mean, it's completely encircled. Their house was about 700 feet from our house. And it was on a knoll. Ours was on a knoll, but theirs didn't have the trees and ours did. My mom named her farm, High Winds. You could go to my mom's and dad's farm and just go out in the yard and get windburn. I mean, your face would be windburn. And that didn't happen at ours. And it's all because of the trees. And many of the farmers were complaining that, you know, people were just harvesting trees. They would have the trees cut down. They would sell the logs, and the winds would keep picking up. And it cost everybody. It cost everybody because of the, we used to call it, it looked like a moonscape. All you would see when the loggers were done were stumps. That's all you would see. So you couldn't use the land for farming, you know, that was once woods, because you had all these stumps in the way. So you had to wait years and years for the stumps to decay, and then you'd push them into a big pile with a D6 or D8 caterpillar, bulldozer, and then set them on fire, you know, a couple years after that. So it's a real problem. And where is all this wood going? Well, it's going to houses. It's going to China. It's going to Japan. It's going to Asia because they don't have the wood that we have. And they can make furniture, and they can take our sawdust and... Or they can take the logs and make sawdust and make particle board furniture that lasts, you know, maybe 3, 4, 5 years. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. We have lost our way. And, class, you might want to take a look at Zuckerberg's Facebook Marketplace. Only to see what's happening. And you will see that people are dumping for very low cost or free. High-quality hardwood desks, high-quality hardwood furniture for very little money, if not for free. And they can't wait to get rid of it. And I'm not sure what they're going to replace it with. That would be better. They're getting rid of appliances, which are temporary appliances. You know, Use this for 2 years. These posts on Facebook will say something like this. Washing machine, free. Used it for 2 years. One day it worked. Next day it didn't. Don't have time to fix it. Free. Every day there are more and more of them. There are washing machines, dryers, dishwashers. It's unbelievable how we are allowing this to happen. And I've been thinking, what happened to all of the keyboards that we used to use? What happened to all of those PCs that we used to have? What happened to all of those CRT monitors, you know, the big cathode ray tube monitors? What happened to all the black and white televisions? What happened to all the color televisions? Where did they all go? Well, we all know that probably darn close to 100% of all that went to the landfill. And we have these great big mountains near cities, what used to be radios, televisions, computers, appliances, everything that we bought that we decided it was just too much work to fix it. It's outrageous. You know, there are rare earth elements in cathode ray tubes. There's an electronic beam that scans the front of the inside front of a cathode ray tube, like a color TV, black and white TV, color monitor, monochrome monitor, and the electron beam scans. It goes across the screen, and it goes down, and it goes back up to the top, and it just scans the entire screen, and the electron beam excites these rare earth elements, and they glow. They glow different colors, like RGB, and red, green, blue. They glow for a very, very short time. And that's how you can see the screen. You're looking at the outside of the glass, and on the inside of the glass, these rare earth elements are excited. Well, they've been crushed, blown up, and buried in landfills. Does that make any sense? Where is government? Where is government to say, you're not going to do that? You're not going to make a product that we have no idea how to recycle it? It's not going to happen. You're not going to be allowed to. The people who have done all this need to be in prison. The government that allowed it, and the people who manufactured these products that have just adorned our landfills.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Positively clear that I do not advocate using Facebook for anything other than marketplace. And I would not post any information about me. I wouldn't post. If I were you, I wouldn't post any information about myself. Okay, and I haven't. And here's why. Headline. Quote, Facebook secretly wiretapped competitors. Documents. Quote, Facebook secretly wiretapped competitors. Documents. Facebook secretly obtained proprietary data from competitors, including Snapchat, according to newly unsealed court documents. At the request of CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook officials developed a program called In-App Application Panel, IAAP, that they developed in 2016, which was in use through 2019. According to the documents, which were included internal emails, the program utilized cyber attacks to intercept information from Snapchat, YouTube, and Amazon. End quote. Mark Zuckerberg was spying by using spy technology on his competitors. Mark Zuckerberg. These are pretty big competitors. We're talking about Amazon, we're talking about YouTube, we're talking about Snapchat. That being the case, you'd have to deduce that he's doing the same thing to you. This guy is a nosy guy. And you can take that any way you want, even multiple ways. He's a nosy guy. This would be tantamount, and this has been reported in the media, that this is tantamount to that pervert peering over the fence watching girls in bikinis swim in their backyard. That's what this is. I suggest you consider only using Facebook Marketplace. That would be the only product, rather than look at me, look at my dog, look at my dog, look at me. Here's us on vacation. Here's where we went. Oh, we had a wonderful time. Here's my child. because my child's friend. Why would anybody do that? Okay. But there is a use for buying and selling things used. And that's the purpose of Facebook Marketplace. And it's blown up. It's destroyed its competitor, which was Craigslist. So there's only one viable place, in quotes, to find used things. But you will meet the worst of the worst of the worst, the bottom, the dregs of society on Facebook Marketplace. People will say, is it still available? And then you'll comment, and they won't even say, well, thank you. May I call you? They just disappear. This is the bottom of the barrel. Facebook will give you great insight into the collapse. It's unbelievable. And it's right in front of you. If you look at Facebook Marketplace and you look at what's for sale, who's selling it, who's moving in, who's moving out. Kyle, any comments about Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, I only use Facebook Marketplace for buying and selling myself, Vince. There's not one shred of evidence of my life on anything having to do with this this electronic world we live in. I can't hardly stand it. And it bothers me greatly that we can't just put that it even exists. I would much prefer that somebody have to go down and put $4 or $5 into an ad in the local paper. And then if they want to sell something with their phone number and you call and you talk to a person, we've lost a lot just because of that alone. You know, you reminded me, and I want to pick this up on the other side of the break. Yeah, you reminded me when I read that about truth just a few minutes ago. I was talking to somebody the other day about hogs and raising hogs as a form of a protein source and how lucrative it can be for someone that knows just a little bit of what they're doing. But I remembered something that my grandma used to say. She said, you know, we raised hogs all the time, and we had to raise 4 to 6 of them a year because they were great for barter, but we didn't waste anything. They had a product, they had something called souse, and it was it's a cooked up pig's head. That's what that was, and you picked the meat and the gelatin off of that. And you would can it up. And then they had pickled pig's feet. They would take and there was a way to cut the pig's feet off, pop the hooves, clean them up real good, and cook them and can them and eat them. They took the guts, cleaned the guts out of them, the guts out of the inside of the hog, cleaned it out really good inside and out, washed inside and out, and then they would stuff them with cabbages and all kinds of different meats. And they were called shortbread. But I'll pick this up on the other side. I can hear the music again.
Yeah, and those pig's feet were also called pig's knuckles. And I remember seeing them in the supermarkets back in the 1950s. Absolutely correct.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.